Welcome to the third and final episode this week, looking at the Remington Park Oaks and Derby Trials. If you haven't already, check out my preview for day two of the Remington Park Futurity Trials going on tonight in Oklahoma City. Not going to waste too much time. Let's get right into it right after this. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dash Master Jess and Mr. Fulton, standing at Scarlet Hill Farm in Weatherford, Texas. Dash Master Jess is a multiple graded stakes sire with his top runners including Jessa Dash and Angela, Doc McCrocklin, and Jess Master Angel, with his average earnings per starter at over $20,000. The son of Mr. Jess Perry will stand for $1,500 in 2024 and is the sire of Oklahoma Futurity Qualifier Liberty for Jess coming up this weekend. Also, Mr. Fulton, the stakes siring son of Corona Cartel, is from the same family of fan favorite and AQHA champion Trump My Record. He's also a half-brother to Grade 1 winner Jet Black Grace, who won the Heritage Futurity a few years ago. 63% of his two-year-olds in 2023 were winners with 25% being stakes winners, his most notable runner so far being the stakes winner Classy Looking Chick. The stout bay stallion will stand for $1,000 this year. Make sure you get in touch with Scarlet Hill Farm at 682-290-5750 and book your breeding today. Let's kick it off with the Remington Park Oaks Trials, $15,000 trial purses, three-year-old Oklahoma bred fillies going 400 yards, a field of nine in the opening trial. It's race five on the card on Saturday. Top selection, the one, Separate But All Right, at 5-2 morning line, a daughter of Separatist out of All the Right Curves by First Down Dash, sold at the 2022 Heritage Yearling Sale for $15,000, is owned by Earl Fierro and Edermontes. Pedro Hernandez-Polito trains and Brian Candonosa will have the ride. Already 2-for-2 this year, Separate But All Right. Won a pair of races at Sandy Ridge. Won an allowance going away, as well as the BoCo Overnight Stakes, where she set a track record. Won both of those races by a combined nearly three lengths. And that one, very impressive in both. See what she can do against a little tougher competition at Remington. Last year, too, she did win the Grade 3 Speed Horse Futurity. And also won a trial for the Evangeline Downs Futurity, just didn't manage to qualify there. Has won six in a row and will look to extend her winning streak on Saturday. Second, I'll go to the 8, Wagon Full of Blues at 5-1. A daughter of PYC Painter Wagon out of Queens R Blue by Shazoom. Owned by Beckham Ranch and Andy Knight, Dirk Perry Trains, and the jockey Fernando Fonseca Soto. This one's never been worse than second in four attempts. Has actually won back-to-back going into the trial. Won a maiden at Will Rogers last fall and then picked up an allowance win on opening weekend at Remington. In that race, broke sharp, dueled throughout, and managed to get up and win the head bob there in the end. A very impressive race for Wagon Full of Blues there for about halfway through. It didn't look like she was going to come anywhere close, but still managed to get up for the win. Third, I'll go to the 5, Little Barbie Tales. At 8-1, a daughter of Wagon Tails out of Little Cool Barbie by Mr. Jess Perry. This one, a $20,000 Heritage Yearling a couple of years ago. And this one's owned by Thomas Lebeck, Leanne Burns, Stacy Hill Trains, and the jockey Christian Escada. So already started once this year, ran third against Allowance Company on March the 14th. Didn't get out as fast as we've seen her do in the past, but found her stride and was in the mix. Just missed by a half a side for the whole thing. Did Little Barbie Tails at 2. Managed to qualify after running third and ran eighth in the Prairie Meadows Gold Futurity, and then broke her maiden in the Valley Junction Futurity Trials, finished third in the Grade 3 Finals there, and is an earner of over $40,000 coming into the Oaks Trials. Race 6, trial number 2. Pretty tough race here. I'll go to the 5 on top. Designer Jeans at 2-1. She's by Mr. Jess Perry out of All in the Jeans by Corona Cartel. Was a $55,000 Heritage Yearling a couple of years ago. Owned by Pete Scarmardo, John Steinball the trainer, jockey Ali Rivera. Designer Jeans 1-for-1 this year. On March 21st, picked up an allowance win where she broke in front, dueled with San Lorenzo Blood, and held on by a neck, posted a blazing 107 speed index, and said no win there on the chart. This filly's a 6-time winner. Was undefeated for the first four races, including a win in the Remington Park Juvenile. First defeat was in the All-American Trials last year, running second, and also ran second in the Grade 2 Evangeline Downs Futurity at the end of the year last year. So another one that has never been worse than second, $128,000 in earnings for Bobby Coxbred Designer Jeans. Second, I'll go to the 9 JC Wild Queen at 5-1. She's by Apolitical Jess out of O'Cherokee Rose by Stoli. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Jose Cervantes. Toby Keaton, the trainer, Juan Polito. We'll have the call. Another one that's already started once this year. Ran second against Allowance Company. Broke sharp in that one. Battled with Deep Blue, a grade one finalist there. Was a game second. Defeated a length. Was JC Wild Queen. Last year did qualify to a pair of stakes races. Ran second in the Will Rogers Juvenile Challenge. And also second in the AQHA Juvenile Challenge Championship at Lone Star Park. This one been first, second, or third 7 out of 9 attempts with 77,000 in earnings for JC Wild Queen. And then third, I'll go to the 4 Midnight Arrival at 7-2, a daughter of Favorite Cartel out of Midnight Sunlight by Ivory James, owned and bred in Oklahoma by Brenda Reiswig. Jason Olmstead trains. Edwin Escobedo will be a rival one. He actually broke her maiden last time out on March the 8th. Broke well on that one, got stronger the farther they went. With a race like that, you assume she'll really like the 400-yard distance. Won that one by a length. Looking to qualify to her first stakes race. Near 20,000 in earnings for Midnight Arrival going into the trials. Race 7, trial 3. I'll take the 7 on top. AJ Goldhart, who is 8-1 of the morning line. She's by Apolitical Jess out of Premier Ethics, by Ethics Aside. Multiple stakes winning and grade one winning mare, Premier Ethics. Frankie Pisani, the owner. Ricardo Armendariz Jr., the trainer. Ricky Ramirez will be up. This is the first start of the year for AJ Goldhart. Qualified to the Ruidoso Juvenile last year and finished 6th. Hit the board a few more times in trials, just didn't manage to qualify. Picked up win number 2 in the Dash for Cash Futurity Trials and then won the Dash for Cash Juvenile on October the 7th. And that race had a really good break in that one. Found a front early and managed to hold off rivals by a neck. And she was a $65,000 yearling at Heritage Place. Earner of about $40,000 so far. Has a pair of works to look at Sunland Park on February 28th. Went 220 and 1203. It was third fastest to 57. And then a month later at Remington, 220 and 1203 again. Was 7th out of 41. Second, I'll go to the 4 BP Moonlight. 5-2. She's by Moon and the Eagle out of BP. She's Southern by Southern Cartel. David Maruta, the owner. James Gonzalez trains. Francisco Calderon will be up. A back-to-back winner here in BP Moonlight. Last time out, that was back in January at Sunland Park. Picked up an allowance win out there. Had a good start. Was in the mix early. Had a strong rally and got up to win by a neck. Won a maiden race at Zia Park right before that. This one also ran second in the Mile High Futurity at Arapahoe in Colorado last September. Earner of $75,000 so far and was a $12,500 yearling at Heritage Place in 2022. Then third, I'll go to the 2, Jessa Frenchie Girl. At 9-2, another daughter of Apolitical Jess, who I see paint your wagon mare. Another one for owner Brenda Reiswig and Jason Olmstead, the trainer. Edwin Escobedo will ride. First start of the year for Jessa Frenchie Girl. Last year, broke her maiden second time out at Remington Park. Also won a trial for the Mystery Futurity and qualified to run 7th in the Grade 2 Finals. And also ran 6th in the Black Gold Phillies Futurity. Last time out in November, she's earned $48,000 so far and was a $92,000 purchase at the Heritage Fall Mix Sale a couple years ago. A couple of recent works. On Valentine's Day, Will Rogers went 220 and 1219, was 14th of 19. And then at Remington went 250 on March 17th. In 1343 was the fastest of only 2 works for the distance that day in Jessa Frenchie Girl. Trial 4, race number 8, go to the 9 on top. Alley Cat Dynasty, even money on the morning line. Hard to pick against her, really. Daughter of FDD Dynasty at Political Scorpion by Apolitical Jess. On a bit of a win streak is Alley Cat Dynasty for owners Arrowhead Racing. Jesus Ruiz, the trainer. Roman Cruz, the rider. Already started and won the Decetta Stakes pretty impressively in the second week of the meet. had a sharp start in that one, found another gear and held off a late charge to win by a neck in that one, and has won six in a row, including the FL Ladybug Stakes Grade 3 last year at Remington and the Grade 2 Oklahoma Mystery Futurity, which she won that one by three lengths. A very impressive filly here in Alley Cat Dynasty with 184,000 in earnings, and will look for a spot in the Oaks Finals for yet another stakes race appearance. Second, I'll go to the 5, Acapulco Bay at 5-1, another daughter of Apolitical Jess out of Aqua Girl by Corona Cartel for owners Wishbone Partnership, Eddie Willis the trainer, jockey Justine Klaber. This one's had 9 starts in her career, make her 2024 debut in the trials. Also a stakes finalist here. Won the first 2 races last year and qualified to run 6th in the Remington Park Futurity. Was 5th in the FL Ladybug, 2nd in the Ruidoso Downs Juvenile Challenge, and then was also a finalist in the Juvenile Challenge Championship where she ran 9th. Excuse me. She was bumped really bad at the start in that Challenge Championship, just lost all chance. Look for a cleaner trip this time around. The earner of 97,000, and Acapulco Bay did work on March 14th, went 220 and 1179, was the second fastest out of 41 on the day. And then for third, I'll go to the 8. Send Me a Candy Rose, Candy and a Rose at 8-1. She's by KVN Corona. Out of Send Me This Wagon by PYC Paint Your Wagon for owners Buckway Ranch and Tebow Racing. Stacy Shredhill, the trainer, Christian Escada will have the ride. Lightly raced here, only 4 starts, and has won the last 2, a maiden at Remington last May, and then won on opening night, March the 7th, against Allowance Company. Broke sharp from the outside post, and that was in the mix early and had strong strides late to get up in the final yards by a half a length. Did Send Me a Candy and a Rose, an earner of just over 35,000 going in to the Oaks trials. So good luck to everybody for the Oaks. Moving on to the Derby.
When a horse breathes in during exercise, a strong suction force is exerted on the outer walls of the fragile pulmonary capillaries. Think of it like a vacuum cleaner in the air sacs of the lungs, pulling on the outside walls of the capillaries. This, combined with high blood pressures inside the capillaries, causes the capillaries to rupture, resulting in EIPH. By reducing resistance when breathing in, flare strips turn down the suction on the vacuum cleaner in the lungs to reduce EIPH. See the evidence at flarestrips.com.
Trial 1 for the Remington Park Derby. I'll go to the 2 on top, RJ Having Fun at 5-2 morning line. A gelding by PYC Fun and Fancy out of Snow Clouds by This Snow is Royal, owned by Corinna Sosa. Toby Keaton, the trainer, jockey Juan Polito, was a 22 heritage yearling for $40,000. Having fun. Already started once this year. Ran 2nd against Allowance Company March the 22nd. Had a decent start in that one. Dueled throughout and missed by a half length. Still posted a 102 speed index. Had a really good year last year, winning first time out at Remington against Maiden Company, ran 3rd in the Lyco Bird Stakes, and then had a 3-race winning streak where he won the Rainbow Juvenile, a trial for the Dash for Cash Futurity, and the Dash for Cash Finals Grade 2, earner of $263,000 going into the Derby trials. Second, I'll go to the 4, Coronado's Fate at 5-1, a colt by Coronado Cartel out of Fate Can't Wait by Mr. Jess Perry. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Reliance Ranches LLC, Eddie Willis the trainer, and the jockey Justine Klaber. Already a winner this year, Coronado's Fate picked up an allowance win March the 22nd. Had a good start in that one, dug in late, managed to win it by a neck. Last year qualified to a pair of stakes races, including the Heritage Place Juvenile, where he ran 7th. Broke his maiden in the Rainbow Futurity Trials, also won an All-American Trial, just didn't qualify there. But did run 2nd in the Black Gold Colts and Geldings Futurity at Will Rogers at the end of the year last year. He's an earner of $90,000, is Coronado's Fate from post 4. Third, I'll go to the 1, Praying Monk at 8-1, a colt by I'm a Fancy PYC out of A Mine of Our Own by Prospect to the Top, owned by Mach 4 Racing, Dirk Perry the trainer, and the jockey Fernando Fonseca Soto. Be the first start of the year for Praying Monk. Five starts last year. Broke his maiden at Remington last April. Went up to Prairie Meadows, ran fifth in a trial up there, just didn't have any luck. Then was third in the Mystery Trials. Moved on to Lone Star Park and won the Wrangler Stakes last time out on championship night. Didn't have the best start in that one, but had a really strong drive there at the end and got up in the final yards to win by 3/4 of a length. Did Praying Monk a $24,000 yearling at Heritage Place a couple of years ago, and earner of $33,000 so far. Race 10, trial 2. I'll go to the 9 on top. Jess Assalti Candy, a Ruidoso yearling in 2022 for $50,000. Jess Assalti Candy on the outside at 5/1. A gelded son of Jess Good Candy out of This Candy Salty by PYC Painter Wagon. Carol Addison and Stacy Barr, the owners. John Steinball, the trainer. Jockey Allie Rivera. Another one that is 1/1 this year. One allowance on March the 15th. And that one broke near the front. Big strides late to catch rivals and win by a neck. Jess Assalti Candy. At 2, won the trial for the Remington Park Futurity first time out, and that allowance win last time out was the first win since his first start, but has been third, fourth, and second a few times, including in the Rainbow and All-American trials, just didn't manage to qualify there. Looking for his first stakes appearance, Jess Assalti Candy, earner of $32,000 going into Saturday. Second, I'll take the 3, Cardiac Cowboy at 2/1. A gelding by Flying Cowboy 1-2-3 out of Southern Cartel by Carter's Cartel. Owned and bred by Joe Rice, Jason Olmstead the trainer, Jockey Escobedo. Did start in the Oklahoma Derby trials, finished 5th. Poor start in that one, never really managed to get rolling. But had a really nice 2-year-old year last year, finishing 6th in the Grade 1 Heritage Place Futurity, 3rd in the Prairie Meadows Gold Futurity, and also won the Grade 3 Valley Junction Futurity in September, last time out at 2. The gelding's an earner of nearly $200,000 and has won half of his career races going into the Derby Trials. And then for third, I'll go to the 8 BV Trust in You at 6/1. A gelding by FDD Dynasty out of Charming Eagle by One Famous Eagle. Owned and bred in Oklahoma by Bella Vista Farms. Eddie Lee Willis, the trainer, the jockey, Yasiel Soto. This one's had a pair of starts this year, both third place finishes against Allowance Company, most recently on March the 29th. Was away sharply in that one, but just couldn't manage to hold off rivals and was third by 2.25 lengths. Was BV Trust in You. Last year, though, did qualify to the Black Gold Colts and Geldings Futurity. Ran 6th in the finals there. He's only won the one time, going back to his maiden win last year. So, a bit of a price there, probably, on BV Trust in You. Trial 3. I'll go to the 2 on top in this one. That's He's a Relentless Mess at 5/2. A gelding by He's Relentless. Out of I Know She's a Hot Mess by Louisiana Senator. Owned by Patty and Coke Gage and Reed Land and Cattle Company, Cash Reed Trains, and James Flores. Yep, be the first start of the year for He's Relentless Mess. Broke his maiden last time out, but broke it in the Black Gold Colts and Geldings Futurity. Pretty nice price there after running 2nd in the trials. That's the only stakes race on his resume. Competed in the Remington Park, Ruidoso, Rainbow, and All-American trials. Just didn't have any luck there. Has a couple of works to look at. February 29th, went 250 and 1403, ended up 9th of 43, and then had a breeze on March 29th, 220 and 1287, 44th out of 51. Earner of nearly $125,000, and He's a Relentless Mess. Second, I'll take the 5KG See If I Care at 4/1, a gelding by One Fabulous Eagle out of Royal Desirio by Desirio. Lance King, the owner, Casey Wills, the trainer, Gonzalo Gutierrez will be aboard. Lightly raced gelding here, only 4 starts in his career. Broke his maiden last year in the Remington Park Futurity Trials, and then had some time off. Something must have happened there. Didn't have a race from April to November. Then won a trial for the Black Gold Colts and Geldings Futurity, and ran 4th in the finals. Had a bump start in the finals of that race, but a nice closing kick to finish 4th. Like I say, after getting bumped like that, you really expect him to fade, or at least most of them will. KG, see if I care, battled through it, see what he can do, going 400 yards once again on Saturday, earner of nearly 40,000 going into the trials. Third, I'll go to the 8, Relentless Coronado, a heritage yearling 2 years ago for $52,000. He is 7-2 on the morning line, a gelding by He's Relentless out of SC Coronado by Coronado Cartel. Zenda Racing, the owners, Eddie Wells, the trainer, and the jockey, Jimmy Brooks. Relentless Coronado ran third last time out against Allowance Company. Had a fast start, and that one was just caught at the wire and was third by a half for the whole thing. At 2, won a maiden at Remington at the very end of the meet last year. Also won an allowance at Ruidoso Downs and a trial for the Golden State Million Futurity. Finished 5th in the Golden State Finals, and last time out at 2, ran 2nd in the Holiday Handicap out at La Salle. Earner of just over $100,000 is Relentless Coronado. And one more to look at, race 12, trial 4. I'll go to the 4 on top, Midnight Politics. This one's 9-5 on the morning line, a gelding by Apolitical Jess out of Midnight Sunlight by Ivory James, owned and bred by Brenda Reiswig, Jason Olmstead the trainer, jockey Edwin Escobedo. First start of the year for Midnight Politics, had a really good 2-year-old year, ran 3rd in the Heritage Place Futurity at Remington. Also ran 5th in the Grade 1 Rainbow Futurity on the Mountain, and then 3rd in the Black Gold Colts and Geldings Futurity last time out at Will Rogers. Wasn't away the best in the Black Gold, but was in the mix early and just outfinished by a length and a half for the whole thing. Was Midnight Politics, an earner of $260,000. Worked at Will Rogers on Valentine's Day, went 220 and 1196, 11th of 19, and then March 17th went 300 yards in 1534, the fastest of 2. It's a really good 300-yard time there for Midnight Politics on that work. Second, I'll go to the 3, MFS Cheerio at 7-2, a gelding by KVN Corona out of DFA Political Sign by Apolitical Jazz. This one's owned by RH Bros LLC and Anastasio Cavazos, Eddie Willis, the trainer, and the jockey. A 4-time winner in 7 starts is MFS Cheerio. Set the fastest time on the first or second day, I can't remember which one it was, for the Heritage Futurity last year. Had a rough trip and ran 10th in the finals. Then managed to win 3 in a row, including the Ruidoso Juvenile Challenge and a trial for the Mystery Futurity. Ran 4th in the Mystery Finals in September, and that was his last start. Was off decently in that one, was in mid-pack early, had a late run to get up and finish 4th. Earner of $123,000. March 3rd, went 220 and 1177, was 9th of 61, and had the bullet work of the day on April 2nd, going 220 and 1239, fastest of 4. And then for 3rd, I'll go to the 2, Hamlin, at 9-2, gelding by He's Relentless out of Itea by Corona Cartel. Tom Maher, the owner, Jason Olmstead, the trainer, Armando Alvarez will have the call. This one ran 3rd against Allowance Company, only time out this year. Broke well in that one, dueled throughout, and just missed in a big 3-way photo in that race. Another one with a nice 2-year-old campaign. Ran 3rd in the Remington Park Futurity, 5th in the Easy Jet, and 4th in the Valley Junction. Also tried for the Colts and Geldings version of the Black Gold. Ran 2nd in the trials, just didn't make the finals. So that will wrap it up for the podcast this week. Hope you all enjoyed. Good luck in the trials this weekend. And stay tuned for next week. We'll have quite a bit going on once again. A lot of tracks starting to open up here in April. So thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.